It's the Flophouse Movie Minute.
So guys, from time to time, we get letters.
No shit.
Yeah.
That we do.
Letters from listeners and...
Wait, from people?
I assume so. I don't think that there's spam bots because they're very specific to our podcast.
Okay.
So.
Maybe they're highly advanced Max Headroom spam bots.
Mm-hmm.
Do they stutter a lot?
Maybe they're going to take over the world in a Terminator situation.
I'm scared
through
of that.
Through this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, this email is titled... Flop, flop, floppity, flop.
Okay.
And it's from Jiri, last name withheld.
How do you spell that?
It's spelled J-I-R-I, but then there are a bunch of accent marks over it. I believe this is our
like umlauts?
Norwegian fan.
Oh, right. I like that guy.
And he says, hello, Flophousers. Congratulations.
Kohlhousers.
For the 50th episode. Podcasts I follow can be counted on one hand of a distracted lumberjack, but you are number one.
That's a very imaginative way of saying very few.
Besides the obvious high quality of content, I really like the sound quality, the fact that your voices are very different from each other while being understandable to a foreign barbarian like myself. Elliot is very funny, and his knowledge can be terrifying.
Oh, thank you.
And... By the way, spoilers. Spoilers.
Stuart waits for a compliment.
Spoilers.
Stuart sounds very handsome.
Elliot.
Stuart's penis sounds large.
I'm terrified of it.
Yeah, Elliot is the only one singled out in this email.
Woo!
Damn it, spoiler alert.
My new favorite fan.
Sorry,
Dash.
I accidentally kicked my sleeping cat off the bed when laughing. Poor cat, man. Allie doesn't care. Allie's
poor
allergic
cat man?
To cats.
Like Sabretooth?
Yeah. Yep.
In the film X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yeah, well, I have a small suggestion that may suck, but I am not afraid. On the website, if you could write the final judgments plainly or in some sort of spoiler tag, black text on black background or something.
I like it.
I would like to watch some movies before listening to the Flophouse, but would not want to be tortured by the worst of the bad, bad ones. That honor I leave to you.
They're all going
to
be pretty bad.
So
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And if I remember it, I will implement it.
If you don't get shot in the head with an adamantium bullet.
Yeah.
But what are the odds of that?
Striker!
Well, you wouldn't remember his name. I mean, you've already been shot.
Or somebody!
Memory guy!
Yeah. He signs off, all right, that is probably all I wanted to say. He's very uncertain.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, he's... terrified by me.
Yeah, I'm scared.
So bye. May the Flophouse prosper for many, many years to come.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, so like I said...
I'd like to live there. In Norway? That, in that Flophouse.
Oh, in the Flophouse.
Yuck Central.
Well, you sort of do.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You mean in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Pretty soon in Park Slope, Brooklyn, for all you listeners.
Yeah.
Right you're next to Elliot.
Stuart and I are going to be nabes.
Yep, we're going to be neighbors.
That's short for neighbors.
Yeah, we're going to wear a lot of... We're going to have pajama parties.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No girls allowed. Well... maybe not. You have another letter, Dan.
Well, I mean, let me stew for a moment about you guys moving closer
stew
to each
Wellington,
other.
If you will.
Good one,
but
dude.
Also...
hey, good one, neighbor.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Speaking of Brooklyn, I was thinking that maybe sometime we should have a Flophouse meetup. Where we tell listeners that we will be at a certain
oh, that's
place.
A good idea.
Perhaps
Pacific Standard
the bar.
Oh,
or Charlene's
yeah.
That your
Charlene's bar.
Runs.
Yeah.
Charlene's.
Yeah, people should totally go
on
to Charlene's bar. Yeah,
and we could set a time, and if there are any Flophouse fans in New York City, they can drop by.
I
that
predict
awesome.
We will be saddened by the turnout,
and I
and
predict
how minimal
I'll be
it is.
Incredibly
well,
drunk.
Look at. At the worst, we will have a delightful evening with each other.
That's true.
Sure.
So,
I'll spend the time just looking at my girlfriend.
Look for that in the future. We'll talk about it off air, and maybe
we'll organize it.
We'll run something up. But,
so, nice spoiler alert, dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm teasing.
Or is this foreshadowing? No, yeah, that's right. It's like a teaser trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a black screen with Magneto's voice, and you're like, what's the deal?
And then it just says 2011.
Who is this Magneto?
Summer 2011.
So things will change. Trust no one.
This is the end.
Yep.
Of everything.
Trust your body.
Just doing what my body wants.
This email is titled Slash Gordon. Okay. And it's from it's from Matt Lopez, parentheses, pseudonym.
So that's why you didn't withhold the last name.
That's why I didn't withhold it.
Yeah, that's clever.
He withheld it for me. He replaced it.
Is that Slash his real name? From Guns N' Roses, Slash Gordon?
Yep. It says...
I never realized that. He doesn't look like a Gordon.
Dear the Flophouse Podcast, you've discussed a lot of things other than movies, but I can't recall you ever talking about Slash Fiction. Well, we have talked about it, but in passing, so...
I mean, that's a different podcast that we also do called The Slash House, where we read out excerpts from our current work.
And he says, in case you aren't familiar...
Usually Harry Potter theme.
It's a subgenre of fan fiction. Mine is Today Show themed. Guys, I'm reading an email.
You're sorry. Supposed to do characters, not actual people.
They're kind of personas. I'm in chapter 34 of my Lauer Roker epic.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anywho.
Matt Lopez, parentheses, pseudonym, says, in case you aren't familiar... It's a subgenre of fiction, a fan fiction, which focuses on unlikely romantic / sexual pairings, most famously that of Kirk and Spock. Now, come on. All right. Matt Lopez, parentheses, pseudonym. Let's be clear. This is a subgenre of fan fiction focused on homosexual pairings between male fictional characters. So get your creepy internet things straight. And let me be clear.
Although I've heard that referred to as gash before.
Yeah, I think that it's probably lesbian
I've never heard
slash
that.
Fiction that you're thinking.
No, you're probably right.
But
right, because that's the name for the thing.
What about Glash Fiction, which is about Ira Glass and Philip Glass having sex?
Also, I want to be
clear. On the radio.
How long have you been working on that one?
Just a couple seconds.
Wow.
I want to be clear, guys. I want to be clear to our listeners. What's creepy about it is not that it's homosexual. That's fine. What's creepy about it is that it's fan fiction. So, but to continue.
Why? Because fans shouldn't be allowed to write shit?
Yeah, come on.
What about when people start writing Flophouse Slash, where like,
well,
Elliot and...
No spoilers. Could I get on
Oh my god! Me and Matt Lopez know the same things.
As an aspiring / fiction writer struggling to break into the biz, I'm always
I don't know that there's that much biz there. It seems like it's mostly pro bono work.
Yeah, pro boner? Anyway... I'm always looking for inspiration for these unlikely pairings. Angel and Dracula, Simon and Randy, Bob Barker and Drew Carey, etc.
It would be called How Drew Got His Job. That's his audition for The Price is Right.
He said Angel and Dracula? Is that Angel?
Angel from the television show Angel, I assume.
Oh, not Angel, stripper by day.
No, student by night.
Student by night.
Well, who's the other one?
Vampire / pairing.
Who's the other
one? That's way cooler.
What's the second one that he mentioned?
Simon and Randy. That's an American Idol pairing.
Oh, Simon Cowell and Randy Johnson. Jackson.
Yeah.
Not the Diamondbacks pitcher?
No.
What? Anyway, to finish the email.
Well, I guess any pitch for the Yankees a little bit.
If someone were to write / about two members of the Flophouse,
sure. Well,
what pair would you choose and why? And I'm gonna tackle this. I would say that I would not be in this because I know our audience. I know I'm the least popular member of the
I don't
Flophouse.
Know that that's true. Oh, you're the Leonardo. Everything revolves. You know, you're the glue that holds it
sure.
together.
Yeah, but
you're the Cyclops. You're the who are other unpopular members? You guys are. Of the teams? You're the Mr. Fantastic.
You guys are the characters, so I think that anyone writing slash fiction would like to see, Elliot's small body enveloped in
small body
enveloped in Stuart's.
I think I mean
warm
bear-like
embrace.
I have been.
Encased.
Well,
in
I will.
Stuart's masculine.
I will say only two things. One, there's no reason it can't be three people.
Yeah,
in one scene, and two. Stuart and I were just talking about how excited we are to be neighbors and have pajama parties. So, Dan, you might be
easy.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'd have nachos and stuff there.
Naps and nachos?
Nachos, yeah.
Like the nachos?
No, nachos. Like the thing you get at...
Nachos?
Like at Nachos Bel Grande. You'd get at Taco Bell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Taco Bell.
Taco?
Yeah, it's a fast food chain. It's pretty popular.
And that's the Flophouse mailbag, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Well, if anyone wants to write their own stories and send them in, we will be horrified to read them.
No, totally do it.
Do it, though.
That'll be the next contest.
Yeah, the next
do
contest
it.
Is...
Please,
is,
write the stories, and then we will burn our own eyeballs.
If you can make me barf,
well, they don't
win.
Have to be slash fiction. We could have the Flophouse fan fiction contest. Mm-hmm. Well, people have to write.
Yeah, please.
It
doesn't have
about
to be
us.
Slash.
No,
I mean,
no.
You know, but that's encouraged.
That's cool, but you know.
Yeah, no, I can handle it. If it's slash fiction, I can handle it. I'm a grown man. I can handle it, but I would prefer just regular fan fiction.
Oh, yeah, Dan can handle it. Dan can take it all.
And there you go. That's the start of your story. That's yep. the.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's a challenge for you. The prize is nothing. So.
I imagine the stories will all start with, well, another great Flophouse recording, said Dan, as he switched off his computer.
Slipping out of his jeans.
Time for our post-Flophouse shower.
Stuart says, I've been drinking way too much. Do you mind if I sleep on your couch?
I need someone to shampoo my mustache.
Yeah. Elliot says, Stuart, it's dark out there. Could you walk me home?
Elliot rubbed Popeye's chicken grease into Stuart's shoulders.
Ooh, like, that's soothing. But you know where that would really feel good?
Where?
Ah, sighed Dan with arousal.
Oh, man. I am both enjoying this and creeping myself out.
It just comes so naturally.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for your letters. If you want to write us, as always, it's theflophousepodcast@gmail.com. And for the Flophouse mailbag, we'll see you next time.
Bye.